This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. Sticking with labor, workers at a Starbucks store in the company's hometown of Seattle announced plans today to unionize. That's after a Buffalo, New York store became the first to do so recently. And they're far from the only workers who've been seeking better pay and working conditions during the pandemic. This year's labor movement has reached factories, warehouses, fast food joints, and university campuses. Marketplace's Savannah Marr reports on the new momentum among graduate students.
Toward the end of a typical semester at Columbia University, graduate students would be busy teaching classes and grading papers. Not now.
We've been on strike for over 50 days now.
That's Mandy Spishak-Thomas with the Columbia Graduate Students Union, which is seeking higher wages. In her department, in the School of Social Work, she says graduate students make just under $30,000 a year in New York City.
It is just absolutely unacceptable that people are making this much under a living wage.
The pandemic has laid bare challenges for grad students and created new ones, says Rebecca Given with Rutgers University.
Grads have had little control about whether they're working from home or in, for example, classrooms or labs that may not feel completely safe.
Meanwhile, she says many have been watching their institutions slash department budgets and lay off faculty.
Except a sub-living wage now because of some kind of promised future is not a realistic trade-off anymore.
Given says that's in part what's mobilizing grad students to start forming new unions, like at MIT, Indiana University, and at the University of New Mexico, where grad student workers, including Katie Despo, just won a union card count.
Not having a voice in safety during the pandemic, it really just compelled us to ramp up the union effort.
UNM's administration is fighting that unionization effort, arguing that its graduate students are just that, students, not workers. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.